Greetings, children of the solstice. Gather around the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
Well, the witches have finally created a perfect show in their cauldron. A game show about animals. Two of their favorite things. Play along and you'll see a twinkle of intelligence and a dollop of dumb. And now, Lisa, Shelley, and Daryl.
Hello, witches. What do you think about that voice? Should I keep it?
Yeah, sure.
Hello, witches.
After dark, it's witches' time.
Hey, chums. You have found the Good Witch, Bad Witch podcast in which the three of us are a part. We do not actually practice witchcraft.
Nope.
We practice bullshittery.
Yep.
Yes.
Camaraderie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Non-factoraderie.
Exactly. Googleisms. Mm-hmm. And also tummy checks, which is a word for laughter. I am your good witch. I am Shelley Majors. Heidely ho. The bad witch is Lisa Brown.
Sup.
And her husband, the inimitable and priceless Manwich.
Oh, thank you.
You are welcome.
I'm priceless with two N's. Thank
you. Yes. That makes zero sense at all. Yes. We met him at Cornell. But
after we left Stanford.
Yes, indeed. Leave Stanford out of it.
Okay.
He's pretty funny.
Yeah.
But in any case, the dogs are here. You guys are here. Let's talk about some stuff. If you are new to the program, sometimes when we can't think of ideas and also we want to fuck around, we will play like a game show.
Yes.
Episode. And they're really, really fun. And they're also low maintenance.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And they are, seriously, our fan base, they ask for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. They're like, we don't want to hear what everybody else is saying about this is going on in the world. This is going on. So when we play these games, they are highly, highly liked and encouraged.
Yes.
Yeah.
Big words.
Encouraged.
Yes.
I just learned that today.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right. That gives you satisfaction.
Yeah. Yes. People like them.
Okay. They love them. What do you got for us, Leek?
So I am usually the game master, and I have thought of a new game. Now, the first thing that I want, so these guys don't know what they're doing, but I did give them some clues on what it may, maybe just like some research. So the first thing that I want you to do is pick an animal noise that you're going to use as your way to buzz in.
Oh.
What do you want?
I don't know. I was going to go,
Oh, you want to be a donkey? You're the jackass?
I'll be an ass, yeah.
Okay, you be an ass.
Okay.
And can I be like a big mouse bath? Can I go bloop, bloop?
Well, if you think that you can do that really fastly to buzz in.
She's getting closer to the bait.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so that'll be great. So now, second thing, I told these guys to, I gave them a little bit of a hint to study, but...
This I think is you're throwing us a curveball.
This is not an open book test, so you can't use notes if you've got notes.
Okay.
So
luckily, neither one of us were prepared. I have zero notes.
He has all kinds of notes, and
he's
that's
gonna
why
win.
I'm told him to put it down.
He's going to win.
So he, but how much, I mean, even if he knows what he thinks he knows what he's going to do, how much did he really think about it? Put it down, for fucking sake.
I'm a brain.
The time to study is over, yeah. Okay. Daryl.
So there will be, this is called Animal, that's the name of the show, but the first part, which will be our introduction, but it's going to be part one of our game, is going to be called, I tell you the name of an animal, and you tell me what the baby animal is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I.e., if I say dog, you say
puppy.
Pup. Yes. Okay. There you go. I will be keeping score. Don't forget to ring in with your animal sound.
Okay.
All right. Cat.
Make it up.
Daryl.
Kitten.
Okay. Cow. Shelley.
Cow. Oh,
yeah. Would you say moo?
I went burp.
I thought he said moo. Horse.
Yeehaw!
Yeah.
That is a calf.
No.
Broop,
it's
colt.
No.
No.
Oh.
It's a fowl.
Oh,
that's foal. Just foul.
A foal.
Yeah.
That's foul.
Yeah, like a born foal. Between two lovers. Feeling like a foal.
Yeah, okay. Kay. Sorry.
You're good.
Mm-hmm. I was in mid-beer. I would have got in there with you guys. I love that part.
Sheep. Shelley.
Lamb?
Yes.
Oh, nice. And they're tasty at that age.
Ooh.
Lamb chop.
Who sure. Cow?
I said Shelley. Calf. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've been so excited about your animal sounds, I forgot to do it. Okay. Pig. Shelley. Daryl.
It's a piglet.
Yes.
Nice. Well done.
Cheryl. She said Cheryl.
Lila. What are we doing?
Lay, lady, lay.
Duck. Yep.
Duckling.
I think the trout got caught.
The big mouth bass is now a bird.
Somebody was noodling.
Oh my goodness. Okay, next. Goose.
Gooseling.
Yes.
Geesling, Gooseling.
Gosling.
But Gosling.
That's Ryan.
Close. Ryan.
Next is chicken. Daryl.
Egg. A chick.
Yes.
Nice.
Next is elephant. Daryl.
Calf.
Yes, good
wow.
One.
Wow. Impressive.
Next is fox.
Bloop.
Shelley.
Kit.
Yes, good one.
Oh, thank you. I like baby foxes.
Foxes.
What did the fox say? Next is lion.
Yeah.
Daryl.
Cub.
Yes.
Wow.
I can't believe I picked ee-aw.
Next is rabbit. Daryl?
Wee Wabbit?
Shelley?
Baby Wabbit?
No.
Wascally Wabbit?
It could be either kit, bunny, or kitten.
Bunny.
Bunny Rabbit.
Oh, damn. We are dumb.
God, we're stupid. Bitty, bitty, that's all, folks, for us, bunny. Right. Okay.
The next is deer. Daryl?
Is that a calf as well?
No.
Or a kid?
No.
Kid Wabbit?
Stop talking. Shelley?
Bloop. Is it a fawn?
It is.
All right.
Way to go.
Good job.
Bloop? You guys set the bass with a question mark?
It goes.
You guys are tied now at 6 apiece.
All right.
The next one is?
Sudden death.
Seal. Daryl.
Cub.
No.
Club. Oh, they get clubbed. I'm sorry.
Ooh.
Yes.
Broop.
Yeah.
Pup.
Yes.
Oh, nice one.
Good Thank
one.
You. Broop.
You're like your Broop. Dad going, I was in the Navy. I was a Navy SEAL. I was a pup. No, just kidding. No, he wasn't.
Next is tiger. Yes.
They are a baby. Lion is a baby lion cub.
I didn't say lion, I said tiger.
Oh, tiger.
Mm-hmm.
A baby tiger is a... Fuck. Shelly?
It's also a cub, right?
Yes. Okay. I'm going to give you both yeah. one for
I think
that.
You should give him one for procrastinating.
Yeah.
How about my lion?
Take one away hey. For procrastinating. Okay. Next is otter.
Oh.
Blue?
Shelley.
Is it also a pup?
It is.
Okay.
A pup or a whelp?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Whelp, I didn't know
whelp.
That one.
Whelp? Nope. Okay. A raccoon.
Turd burglar.
No. And he didn't buzz in.
Oh.
Or gurgle in, as the case may be.
Yeah. I want to say they are a... pup as well?
Nope. They're a cub or a kit.
Oh.
There's only a few more.
Okay.
No, we're good. Yeah. Go ahead.
An eagle.
Eaglet.
Yep.
It's an eaglet?
After eaglet. The fact, it's an eaglet.
Bloop.
That doesn't sound right this day and age. What's up, little eaglet?
It does sound very...
Yeah, it sounds inappropriate.
Derogatory.
They need to change it to like, baby eagle.
Eagle.
Fly away, lesbian eagle.
Like an eagle.
Okay.
Next is a ferret. Why'd you bark?
Somebody goose the goose. I want to say that is a kitten.
Close. It's a kit.
Kit.
I'll give it to him.
All right.
I should have used my phone a friend. Rocky, what's this?
An owl.
Bloop.
Yep.
An owlet?
Yes.
All right.
Oh.
Good job.
Do they work in an owlet store?
They do.
Next one is... Sorry, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm irritating. Next one is... An alligator.
Eee-haw!
Yeah.
I very recently went to a place where they had them, and they were called baby alligators.
Well, not this one, Missy.
A Joey?
Oh, no. That's a good guess.
Okay.
Nope.
I got nothing.
It's a hatchling.
Oh.
And next is... A frog.
Yeah.
Daryl.
Tadpole.
Good job.
Wow, well done.
And there's only six more.
Okay.
Next is a butterfly.
Yeah.
Daryl.
Larva.
Nope.
Larvae.
No.
Larvana.
No larves at all.
No larves at all.
Nope.
Is it a moth?
Nope.
A caterpillar.
Piddler.
Yeah.
Caterpillar. Yeah, well, shucks. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We all should have known that. They grow in a cocoon.
Yeah.
What about a goat?
Eh-ah.
Daryl?
Bloop. 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 He doesn't know.
No, a goat.
Kid. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Them damn kids are badass, man. Mama's all right.
Hey, this is for Daryl. What's a rhinoceros?
Eh-ah.
Yeah?
It is also a baby cub.
It is not.
I had it.
Shelly?
Rhinelet?
No, rhinelet.
Porno.
Ringlet.
Well, it's in the cow thing. It's a calf.
Yeah, but you don't get two. It is a calf. But good job.
But yeah.
After the fact.
Yeah, I know.
What about a turtle?
Tortoise.
Are they a hatchling too?
They are. Good job.
Wow.
Good job.
He knows his baby animals.
Yeah, he does. One more, or nope, two more.
Okay.
I don't even know what this animal is, but a pronghorn?
Oh, a pronghorn?
Well, I'll tell you.
It's like an antelope, I think.
I'll tell you what it is, boy.
It's a pronghorn, pronghorn.
I'll say it.
It's going to be a... is that a kid as well?
No.
No, I chimed in with the wrong...
I got nothing.
It's a fawn.
Oh,
that makes sense.
And the last one is... A possum.
Eeyaw?
Yeah?
I'm going to say they are a... God, they're almost kitten-like. Well, possum, they're little.
Okay.
Fuck, I don't know, Shell?
A pup.
Joey.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, because they have they have a pouch,
yeah, they,
right?
They do the same thing. Oh, yeah.
Marsupials.
Well, you guys did really well. We're going to keep this going because there's going to be a part two. But right now, Shelly leads by two.
Are we taking a break?
We're going to take a break and we'll come back with a part two of Animal.
Man, I am really going to just gloat in this lead.
Yeah.
Mm. This is like a runaway.
How far ahead is she?
Two.
Oh, two ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Okay. This is part two of our animal game show, and this one is what we're going to do. Put your book down, Daryl, you little shitball.
He's a cheat.
He can.
I'm getting my ass kicked by two.
You could practice all you wanted, but you don't. It's not open book.
Right. What do you call a baby cheetah, Daryl?
Cheetah. Okay. So this part is I'm going to give you the name of the group of animals.
Oh, I love these.
And then you tell me
yes.
what the name of the animal is. So I'll tell
no,
you the
I
group,
like that. Yeah.
Me
okay.
Too.
Tell me the animal.
So you go. Can we have an IE like what's a cackle?
Yeah, like that. Yeah. I don't have that on my thing. If I do.
I think that is geese.
Okay. It could be. If so, it's down the low.
Or drug dealers.
Yeah, there's a drug dealers.
Okay.
Okay. So we will start with a tribe.
Called Quest?
Hold on. Before we go there, you guys did not know that, but let's do a different animal sound.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's going to be your...
Yeah.
Are you a gorilla? Okay. That's a good gorilla. Yeah.
Good job.
I was going to be...
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay, a tribe. Yeah.
Lions?
No. Well, it could be, but it's not on my thing. I think it is lion.
Lion is a pride.
You're
oh,
right.
Yeah.
Pride of lion.
Good job.
Okay, so nachos down. Okay, yeah.
It's a tribe of goats.
That kind of hurts.
Oh, you want to change it?
Yeah, it's...
You can, do some of those. Yeah, don't hurt yourself.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah, we're both birds.
Yeah,
we are.
Yeah.
All right. Conspiracy.
Uh-huh. Italian people.
It doesn't even make sense. Nope.
Yep.
A conspiracy of lemurs.
Oh. They look conspiratorial.
They do. They're like, when they're on the... What's that? Lemurs the one that jumps over the edge? No.
Oh, those are lemmings.
Lemmings.
Yes.
Never mind. Okay. Next. A romp.
Oh, how fun.
Nope.
Quack?
Yeah.
A romp of puppies.
Nope.
No?
Because
yeah.
Of frogs?
Nope. A romp of otters.
Oh, they
I
are
love
rompy.
Otters. They're rompy donkeys.
How about a crash?
I want to say because, goats?
No, we already did goats. They're a tribe.
Oh.
Right. Quack. a crash of rhinoceri?
Yes.
Okay.
Good job.
Thank you.
My favorite animal, and she knocks it out of the park. Way to crash that one in.
Dang.
Okay, let's go.
How about a flamboyance?
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Quack.
Yeah.
A flamboyance of flamingos.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I need that one too, actually. A parliament.
Oh. Quack.
Yes.
A parliament of owls.
Good job.
Thank you.
I am getting my ass handed to me now.
Not really.
I'm just really interested in this, so I actually looked this up on my free time. I have a problem.
Oh.
That is a problem.
Uh-huh.
What about a basque?
Oh.
Think of something that might bask.
Bagok?
Yes.
Fish?
Close, but no.
Basque of quack?
Yeah.
a basque of bunnies?
Nope, a basque of crocodiles.
Oh.
Oh.
How about an army?
Quack.
Bagok!
Shelly.
A basque of ants?
No, army.
No, an army of ants?
I think an army is ants. You're right, but this is another one. If you catch the second one, I'll give them both okay. to you. Army of...
Flies?
Close. No, oh. An army of frogs.
Oh.
Yeah. Which isn't really close, but frogs eat flies.
Well, see,
and they
army
ant,
the army ant is a type of ant.
Yes.
Not a
But like
a
the frogs
group of them.
And the other ones.
It's a group, though, too, right? No?
No.
I don't think so.
I think they're,
right,
they're
we'll
army ants,
away.
But
yeah.
I don't think there's an army, like, come marching in.
No.
Okay.
But damn, who knew frogs had such a badass idea? We're going to be an army. Well, they're green.
There's that.
How about a congregation?
Bagog!
Okay.
Congregation of geese?
No.
That's a good guess.
Mm-hmm.
Quack. a congregation of eels.
A congregation of alligators.
Oh. Ooh,
two alligators back to back.
No, it's crocodile and alligator.
Oh, yeah. Well,
one
okay.
will see you in a while and one will see you later.
Yeah,
that's right. Rocking around the clock.
How about a coalition? How do you say that?
Coalition. You're
coalition.
Doing it, right.
It sounded weird when it came out of my mouth.
Nope, you're good.
Coalition of.
God, Lisa, you suck. Bagok?
Mm-hmm.
Antelope?
No.
Deerish? No. What is a collation? I know what it is.
Yeah.
A coalition of buffalo?
No, cheetahs. Oh. Just like Daryl. Did you know that?
My people.
Let me see if I can find easier ones.
Can we go to a fifth grade level?
Yeah. How about a troop of...
Bagawk! Okay. Cub Scouts!
I was going to say, good one. You beat me to the punchline.
Oh, man, nope.
Nice.
A troop of either apes or baboons.
Oh. All right.
Okay. A family or colony of...
Quack?
Yeah.
Were you giving us hints with your face? I was going to say colony of ants.
No.
I really want ants to be something.
Rabbits.
It's a colony of beavers, but the colony of ants is one,
too. Oh, she goes like this.
Okay. Oh, that was her beaver face.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Are you guys having fun?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
How about a grisp, swarm, nest, or hive of
bees?
Yeah?
Bees.
Good one.
I forgot to.
You bloop. Forgot to.
You forgot to.
Squawk. Did you really know it?
Yeah.
Okay.
How about a flutter of
peacock?
Yeah.
Butterflies.
Good job.
Oh, you
flutterflies. Flutterflies with fly.
A pack of
peacock.
Oh.
Wolves.
Okay.
That is true.
That is true. I have dogs on here, but I'm going to give it to you for wolves.
Same thing. Where do you think they came from?
Well, don't yell at me. I'm giving it to you, you goofball. Okay. A paddling flock or raft of...
Gawk? Possums?
No.
That's a good guess.
Platypus?
No.
No idea.
Ducks.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. God, so it's right there in front of our face.
So close.
A clouder, custer, gloring, or pounce of...
We got girls that used to hang out at Bangles.
Quack.
Yeah.
Meerkats?
Cats in general.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah. I had pussy in there.
A gaggle or skein shell, Daryl.
Those are geese, right?
Yes.
Nicely done.
Gaggle.
He's on his A game.
Yeah.
I'm trying to catch up to you, man.
Oh, I'm sure you've long surpassed.
No, you are killing me.
No, Shelly's just ahead by three. It's not that much.
It's tight.
Neck and neck.
A cockle of.
Bacock.
Mm-hmm.
Cockle of cocks. Chickens?
Oh, no.
Gosh.
Oh. Come on, get this cock out.
I really don't know.
Hyenas.
Oh.
I think I had that down.
A cockle.
A bloat of... Any animal looks bloated, which one is it?
A gawk?
Uh-huh.
Hippos?
Yep.
Wow. Good job. A bloat of hippos.
Yep.
Wow.
That's great.
And a troubling of... dead air.
Bagawk?
Uh-huh.
Bad neighborhood kids? a troubling of bats? No.
Ooh, that would be cool.
That would be cool.
I love bats.
It's a troubling of goldfish.
Oh, they're not badass at all. They're like the most pussiest thing in the world.
Cracker.
But
what about a cloud?
Oh, a cloud of mosquitoes.
Bloop. Oh, so close, but bloop. Not.
Bagawk.
Quack.
Yeah.
Gnats?
No, it's grasshoppers.
Oh.
I have a billion more. How much longer do you want to go?
We're only at 20 minutes here.
We're only at 20 minutes? Wow.
We'll double it with the wow. It's fine. It's fine.
It's fine. Okay, what about a leap?
Quack?
Mm-hmm.
A leap of lizards?
Nope.
A leap of lizards. 12 lords a leaping?
No.
Bagawk? Not kangaroo.
Mm-mm.
It's too easy. Lords of.
What is a leaping?
A leap of.
A leap of.
Lemmings?
Leopards.
Oh, that's weird.
Okay. What's the score? And then we'll do...
The score is 17 to 15. Is it still two ahead?
Okay, so let's do three more.
All right.
Okay.
A flock or a fold?
Buck!
Yeah?
Buck. Buck! Uh-huh. Seagulls?
No.
Oh.
A flock or a fold? Oh, seagulls would have been a good one, huh?
Flock, yeah, flock seagulls. Of seagulls.
Uh-huh.
A fold.
A fold. But I don't even know what my noise is anymore. Quack. quack, please.
Yeah?
Did we do eagles?
Yes, and that's not it.
Okay.
What is it?
Oh, sorry. It was... I lost it now.
Don't let our listeners be like freaked out. What is it?
Shoot. It was a flock. Hold on. A flock. A sheep.
Oh,
flock of sheep. Come on.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Come on.
And I ran. I ran with the sheep away.
Okay, go ahead. A rumba of...
Quack?
Yeah.
Floor vacuum cleaner robots?
Only if they're all together.
In a group.
Yeah.
A rumba. Rumba. I think those are donkeys?
No. Oh. A rumba of rattlesnakes.
Oh, shit. That's a good one.
That's one you don't want to run into.
No, heck
those damn
no.
Goldfish think they got a badass name.
This is the last one.
Okay. All right.
A blessing?
A flock of virgins?
Yes, they're a blessing, for sure.
Oh, shit. Ding, 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 ding. I know. Blessing of platypus. Quack.
It's a blessing of unicorns.
Oh, duh.
Yeah. Oh my goodness!
Look at my earwings.
I know. So, I was looking at you. You've got the chubby little. They are so cute. More.
Okay,
but I'm done. We're done.
I'm done.
Wow, guys!
Thank you
for
playing my game.
I tell you, when Lika comes up with some of these games,
she does. Good.
She stumps us a lot.
Yeah, but and I do like
you
the
know
animal
what?
Sounds.
Right now,
Me
I can
too.
Hear. I can hear Rosalie and Stacey Elizabeth yelling
at each other.
That they're like, mm-hmm. I know that one. Yeah.
They had it. Mm-hmm. My favorite collective noun ones like those is there's a loveliness of ladybugs.
Oh, that is lovely.
And a murder of crows, of course.
Yes. But, I knew that one.
Yeah. But a blessing of unicorns.
Yep. It's a blessing to have unicorns.
Have you ever seen two in the same place?
No. No. You know what? Have you ever seen a unicorn with Michael Jackson?
No.
Mm-hmm. No. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Sames.
Do you know what they call a group of snails?
Snailets.
Slow?
A root.
A root of snails.
Yes. And bats are either a colony or a cauldron, believe it or not.
A cauldron of bats. That's badass.
That's very cool. I think it's very cute that you did.
I should have given you
open book. Shelly won by two, but that was really good.
No, man,
that was a good competition.
Yeah, it sure was.
And we will be back with some wow.
A baby duck is a duckling. A baby lion is a cub. Baby kangaroo is a joey. And a baby person is a baby. Baby, baby, baby animals. Baby, baby, baby animals. Baby.
It's time for the wow. Your witches are doing it now. We talk about music, pets, and stupid criminals. This is the wow.
All right, guys, we are ready for the wow right now. My boy Linus is right. Every time we do the wow, swear to God, guys, down in the studio, he comes up. He starts rooting around underneath the table, causing a ruckus. I love it. But who would like to start the wow out now?
I did last time.
I can.
Okay.
So my well of wisdom or wow this week is music. And I picked my most cringeworthy songs, like the most cringeworthy songs of all time.
Mm, I like it.
Based on the message, and as a little kid, you may have thought that, hey, this is a pretty good song, mm-hmm. and then you listen to the words, and you're dying inside.
Yeah.
You guys may have some of these same ones, but here's my list. You're going to cringe so hard. You're going to inwardly. Mm-hmm. Number one, All I Want to Do is Make Love to You by Heart. Mm-hmm. Meets the man out in the rain, gets pregnant.
She's just a whore.
Whatever. And that's fine, except for don't seduce somebody to have a kid with a stranger and just because he offers you an umbrella. I don't know why. It's more fun if you lisp.
And
say, if I got a
she was married.
And she was married.
Yeah.
It's bad behavior.
It really is.
She had a responsibility.
This song was put out way before the Grey Show. Grey's Anatomy? No. What the heck was the one about the gal that has the affair? The Grey Show. Oh, I don't know.
The dogs are sneezing. You get used to it. Number two.
Dogs are allergic to you.
Number two.
Yeah.
I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me. Do you remember? I've been undressed by kings and I've seen some things.
I have been to paradise, but I've never been to me.
She's a hoe, bro.
Who sang that?
She's a one-hit wonder. She's just she's a hooker with a nice voice.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Cringe!
Yeah.
Okay, there's a song by Ambrosia that you all know, and we'll hear it on Yacht Rock. You'll be like, oh, yeah, I remember this as a kid. That's how much I feel. That's how much I feel for you, baby. That's how much I feel. And
how much I feel for you, girl.
Near the end, he's like, yeah, so years went by. I got married. Every time I make love to my wife, I still see your face.
Gross.
Fuck you.
Yeah, seriously.
You're yucky.
Come on, dude.
You're yucky. Mm-hmm. Turn between two lovers. Whether you say it the right way or the wrong way, it's not good. But then, I can barely even listen to this one. Great story, all about courage.
Courage!
Kenny Rogers, Coward of the County. So he loves Becky.
Okay.
He loves her. She's his good old gal out on the prairie. Well, like a bunch of cowboys gang rape her.
No.
Way.
Yeah. Oh, yes. No.
And then he remembers his dad's voice in his head. You know, sometimes you have to fight to be a man. Mm-hmm. Well, shit.
So he fought them all?
He killed them.
He killed all the guys, the rapers.
Yeah, just for Becky. He wasn't the coward of the county.
Oh, good.
Poor Beck.
Yeah, well,
Beck, and then he's like,
she's just traumatized.
I mean, maybe we could have dialed it back a notch.
Yeah, just a little bit. Maybe they just like, kissed her on the street.
Right, or,
wow.
Or like shook their fist at her. Yeah, made fun of
maybe
her.
He shook his fist at them.
It was too much.
Yeah.
I love you, Becky.
Counseling.
Got therapy.
Yeah.
Becky, what was she wearing? We don't know.
Scandalous.
Probably her fault.
Scandal. No victim blaming. Okay. Cringe-worthy songs on music this week. Did you want more?
What about the one?
If you like pina coladas.
So cringy.
That is the worst.
That is horrible. They're both cheaters.
So you show up and like, oh, so you were going to cheat on me. It's like, oh, you were going to cheat on me.
And they just love you.
Oh, it's so funny.
I didn't know that you like making love in the rain with strangers. I'm a newspaper ad.
That's horrible. Too. Yeah. Okay. That was a good one.
Thanks.
Okay.
I always liked Hungry Like the Wolf.
That's not cringeworthy, though.
No, but hot.
I mean, I just thought that was, it told a story that we were young kids and didn't even know what it was about.
That's true.
It's an animal show. That's why I threw it in there.
Yes. Oh, okay. Sounds good. Okay. Mine is Stupid Criminals. It went, actually.
The ones that got hold of Becky?
I got kind of off the Stupid Criminals and went to Funny Crimes. And then I dug deeper and I got into, did you know there's certain crimes that are illegal that you wouldn't know it?
Ooh, what?
So these are amusing.
Okay.
In Kansas, you could face a fine for mentioning George Washington's name without adding, bless be his name.
When?
Now.
It's a
crime. Similarly, in Washington, D.C., dancing in a national park without a permit is technically a federal crime.
Whoa.
Is this the same one where they shot that movie at?
What are you talking about?
Let's dance!
Footloose. We have to connect the dots with him.
Come on.
He's so all over the place. Okay. Another thing that is against the law, There's mustache restrictions. It says in some places it's illegal for a man with a mustache to kiss a woman in public.
Well, it is pretty scandalous.
Yeah, there's that.
What?
In Oklahoma, it's illegal to own a whale or a shark.
Well, it's Oklahoma.
They're so landlocked.
It's dusty out there, man.
Right. In some places, it's illegal to possess or use silly string in public, especially around Halloween.
Huh.
Yeah. And in some municipalities, they have laws against singing off-key or out of tune.
Well, we fucked.
Yeah.
We are booked.
We heard you in the shower the other day, George. Here's your fine.
Yep.
Oh, no.
And that is all.
Wow.
God.
Those are some silly laws.
They are.
I like that.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. No, thank you. Blessed Let's be dance. Your name.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm like, what town is this? I don't want to drive my Volkswagen through that town.
Where it was. It is in Kansas.
Well, see, right there. That's is where that they...
Footloose, Kansas.
No, wait. That, which one was it? The Washington, D.C.
Oh,
dancing
see?
In National Park.
Well, they can't do anything out there anymore. Got All National right. Guard everywhere.
All right.
Okay, I'm gonna. I got animals, but I'm gonna write off the coattails of Lika and give you a couple more that she didn't say that I thought were kind of good. Did you know turtles are called a bale?
A bale? They a must bale. Have a few of them because you had a turtle one too.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Some of them have a few names.
And rats are packs, what I thought was funny. Pack rats. Yeah. You know, thought
or
that
a
was
rat a pack.
Yeah. Rat pack.
Sure.
A mice or herd or
herd of mice.
A misfit of mice.
A misfit of mice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Snails are a root. And bats, like I said, I told you guys earlier, are either a colony, cloud, or a cauldron, which is just the perfect thing for us to say.
A cauldron of bats.
A cauldron of bats.
And on that note, we thank you again for listening to another show. Don't forget to join Patreon. And if not, then you'll have to listen to our commercials. As a matter of fact, let me do one right now. Hi, Mom.
Hi, baby. How are you?
No, it's just me. Oh. Hi, Mom. I'm going over to my friend's house, and I'm going to do some homework and do some cocaine that her brother bought us. Have you guys heard that one yet?
Yeah. Thank God we have those. So.
Yeah.
It's a good message.
It is a good message. Don't do cocaine because there could be fentanyl laced with anything. Actually, don't do anything in any drugs that is not from a dispensary.
Right.
Thank you.
Made safely in my basement.
Yes. Don't do anything and just have a beer.
Or a dirty soda.
Yeah, I love a dirty soda.
Ooh. Me too.
Yeah.
Lisa's having a dirty soda tonight.
I am.
What do you call a collective of dirty sodas?
Dirty sodai.
A dash soda of jerks. Dirty sodas.
A bunch of soda jerks.
Perfect. Yeah. Soda jerks.
A gaggle of gangbangers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Perfect.
Thank you for listening to Good Witch, Bad Witch.
Thanks for the game, Lisa. That was really fun.
Once again, you came up something brilliant. Shelly got me this time. You got me. That was good,
just
bud.
Barely. Yeah. You were really on a tear
It was fun. It was really fun. I was close. I even did a bunch of research, everything. But no, I was so excited for this one. And you turned it around.
I did.
Well done. Yeah. Hey, if you guys want to follow us and be interactive, we have a group on Facebook called the Good Witch, Bad Witch Facebook group. Mm-hmm. It's fun. You see pictures of all of the things that we talk about in the WoW. And also, we had decided that we were going to do the Fabulous Females of Fall series again.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Great.
So we're going to be interviewing some really excellent, outstanding females again, like we did last year. So look forward to some new interview shows coming up really soon. Yeah, because
That'll
fall's
be
coming
fun.
Soon. It's spooky season. Okay, I'm sick of promoting things.
Okay.
Just stay witchy already.
Just stay bitchy. Goodness gracious sakes alive, as my grandmother used to say.
She sure did.
Yeah.